It's my house.
It's my house on Kaya Biz.
Yep, it's my house. So you can tell that we are talking all things property on this Tuesday evening after 7 o'clock. And for the longest time, when we heard about the interest rate changes and dynamics, it was often said that when interest rates dip, it's a great time to buy. And as we know, some individuals got caught off on the red hand there or negative front. Because yes, whilst access to credit is affordable, the truth is that interest rate cycles change and the tides turn. And that's exactly what we've witnessed, where the banks, or rather the central bank, through their MPC, has increased interest rates aggressively to meet up in line and fight inflation. That's been a global phenomenon. And what then tends to happen is that the loan that you're paying off your mortgage with becomes a lot more expensive, right? Because of the cost of access to credit. But what if I told you that there's an upside to interest rate increases? Higher returns on your home loan deposit? Well, let's find out how and why this matters with Corinne McKinnon, who's a representative for Buyers Trust. Corinne, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gugu.
Great to touch base with you, Corinne, and I'm hoping that you'll educate us here through some of these numbers that we're going to run through to get further perspective. Thank you again for your time tonight.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having us to be able to talk about the product.
Fantastic. Let's start with the first things first, Corinne, maybe just by setting the tone and the theme that I tried to elaborate on regarding the change in interest rate cycles in South Africa. It's not unique. It's nothing that we haven't seen before. But help us set the context as to how this has influenced, I guess, the buying culture before we run into the numbers.
So, you know, the interest rate cycle from a home loan perspective is obviously on the upward trend. But the positive side is that we have buyers, home buyers, that are putting their deposits into an interest-bearing account. And the interest that is now being earned is much higher because the prime rate has increased.
And we definitely have seen that, right? Has it had an impact at all on mortgage applications?
Yes, we have. We have seen an impact on the application volumes. Year on year, and that's due to the rates that have shifted from 7.25 last year to 9.75 currently. But the benefit to the home buyer who is putting down a deposit is that when they put their deposit into an interest-bearing account, the interest earned is going to be more on the upside, and therefore they can use that interest earned to put towards either the transfer fees or to pay towards their bond when transfer goes through. So there is a positive on the deposits.
Got you. And let's elaborate on that first, because that's a process that does need to take place before one might actually look to apply for a mortgage loan, right? You're actually saying and encouraging us to say, hold on, before you look to access credit, save on your deposit and your down payment, and your money will work harder for you that way.
100%. And we have seen an increase in the deposits that are being paid. So even though in the home loans cycle, the banks are offering 100% bonds, we've definitely seen that the deposits and the deposit side has grown 18.2% year on year. So more and more people are putting money in when they're purchasing the property.
That's refreshing to hear, because it also speaks to an increase or, I guess, improvement of our financial behavior, right?
Increase in savings, which helps everybody, absolutely. And, you know, that does assist the buyer.
Got you. And maybe let's talk through some of these numbers in terms of, you know, you touched on average deposits and maybe you can, you know, help us through some of those calculations, looking at what the reality is on the ground, in, given your research, and how we can take full advantage of improving this competitiveness, depending on how long we actually save for. Corinne, are you still with us on the line? Corinne, I'm hoping that you've got us loud and clear.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, we've got Hi. You now. Seems as though there might have been a gremlin in the line. Corinne, I'm hoping that you can... apologies about that. Seems as though between load shedding and network shedding, oh boy, it's a lot. But maybe talk us through the average deposits that are saved.
So what we've seen is that the average deposit has shifted from about 9.1% to 10%. So that's been an increase of about 18.2% for the year. But deposits are normally held for around about 3 months, because that's normally the time an average transfer of a property takes place. And your interest, in terms of what you would have earned at the historical rate, which we saw at the low time, the lowest rate cycle at 7.25, That interest has now, over the period, shifted by about 804 rand. So where you would have got, on average, 1,045, that's now shifted to 1,148. So a definite benefit on interest earned.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that this also depends on the kind of interest rate you're earning on a particular account, right? Because banks have various money market accounts or savings accounts, but they also have various interest rates, I'm assuming.
Yes. So we have a, our buyer's trust product is where we issue a bank guarantee for the property that the deposit that's being put down. And there's no cost to the consumer in terms of the guarantee being issued. Whereas normally if you go to a financial institution, you would have to pay for the guarantee. The alternative is that money could be held in an attorney trust account. When you're putting the funds into an attorney trust account, there are some costs involved mm-hmm. in terms of the attorneys doing FICA. And then there is a portion that the attorneys are obliged to pay over to the Law Society, which in the buyer's trust case, that is not applicable because we are not governed by the Law Society. We are governed by the Financial Services Board. So there is a benefit to the consumer in terms of the costs associated as to where you put your deposit.
Got you. And maybe tell us more about your company. As you said, Buyers Trust, you provide property buyers with an alternative in terms of financial services solutions. And you're part of the Uber Group, which also assists, the word escapes me now, but essentially in assisting South Africans as a bond originator. There we go. To apply for home loans. Yes. Give us some perspective how Buyers Trust comes into the fold.
So the bond origination side of our business is where we facilitate the home loan on behalf of the consumer. So we'll shop around with the banks. In that process, where the client is having to put down the deposit, we now give the consumer the freedom of choice. They can choose where to put their deposit. The other advantage of putting your deposit in the buyer's trust facility and through our buyer's trust product is that the deposit is held in the consumer's own name. So where you're putting it with a legal firm or you're putting it with a real estate company, then that account's actually not in your own personal name. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Buyer's Trust, there's full transparency. The consumer can see the account, they can see the funds. They obviously can't access the funds because we've issued the guarantee, but they can see the funds, they can access, they can see their interest being accrued on a monthly basis. So there's full transparency with our product. Mm-hmm. That is a huge advantage to the consumer, that having the funds in their own personal capacity.
Mm. And I'm keen to understand, as you say, this kind of account would specifically and only be used for savings deposit for the purpose of purchasing a property. Would that be correct?
Okay, so it's a facility, a vehicle to put the deposit when you actually have signed the offer to purchase and you need to issue a guarantee to secure the sale. The other option in terms of buyer's trust is for a customer to use the account to save for a deposit. So that's where they can actually put the money away if they're looking to purchase the property. They can use the account as a vehicle, as a savings mechanism, and they can't access it. Because often as consumers, we say we're going to save up for a particular purpose, and then you withdraw the funds. Whereas in this case, you can't access the funds.
Very true. That was actually going to be my next question, to say, well, how do we guarantee that, you know, we don't get hot fingers and then decide, oh, well, it's the festive season, I can make up these savings back again in Jan and Feb, so let me just withdraw. So how do the rules and regulations and I guess the management of the account look to provide certainty around that?
So the account is opened. We obviously do a FICA on the customer. That's required by law. The account has been opened on an online platform, which is completely free of the phishing risk. We all understand that there's been phishing in the market where emails have been intercepted. So it's a very secure and safe way to open the account. The account is actually opened through one of our banking partners via their platform. So it is through a financial services company, Buyer's Trust, but the money is actually held by a financial institution. One of the big financial institutions in the country. So it's very secure.
Because there's a number of partners you work with.
But it's extremely secure. And one of the reasons we started the business was specifically to try and reduce the phishing risk, which we've definitely seen in the property market, where deposits have been paid and they've been intercepted and the money has been lost. And there is no recourse in that case for the consumer.
Definitely. I'm happy to hear, as you say, that you've got these rules in place to make sure and systems in place to improve security. And of course, make sure that we also are not a danger unto ourselves. Right, Kareen, to make sure that we don't easily or very quickly and unwarrantedly withdraw from this particular account. I'd like to bring it back to the theme that we're discussing. And of course, that's how the higher interest rate environment can really work in your favor. And the examples that you shared with us a moment ago around the average deposits for property that are saved around 120,000 to 145, which is quite clear. But the term is an interesting one. We've stuck to examples around 3 months. What kind of tips can you share to make sure that one can maximize deposit returns? Would keeping their money in the account for a little longer also be one of them?
So it does all depend on when the property actually does take transfer. So the guarantee is issued on literally once you've signed the offer to purchase, then the guarantee has to be issued, which is to secure the transaction. We would say 3 months because that's generally how long property transfers take. But you do have other instances where it takes a longer period to transfer. So if you buy into a new development where the development still has to be built or the property still has to be built, in those instances, transfer could take 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. So when the money is being held longer in the buyer's trust account, then obviously the interest that's earned is going to be much higher.
Definitely. Okay, and that would not be penalized. I guess the buyer's trust account specifically wouldn't penalize any kind of holder for that, right?
Not at all. Not at all.
Perfect. Any additional tips as to how we can expand and make sure that we maximize our deposit returns?
So, you know, I think customers need to understand that they do have choice, and that they need to get the benefit in terms of the higher interest rate, or to make sure that the costs and the fees are the lowest that they can pay, which will help towards all the transfer costs. You know, purchasing a property is quite a daunting process, and it clearly involves big amounts of money, and any little bit that the client can either earn on a higher interest rate or reduce in terms of the fees they're paying will all help towards saving on the total cost of the property purchase.
Got you. And I can imagine, given the trends that we've been seeing earlier on, Kareen, where we've seen an uptick of South Africans looking to purchase a property, that a lot more are becoming a lot more aware of saving and actually having a deposit and using, as you say, savings accounts or the buyer's trust account to actually save for their deposits. Is that an attitude that might be changing in the South African market?
Yes, definitely. You know, we've seen that the average deposit has increased over the last 12 months. And that, again, has come to the home buyer who's become definitely more financially savvy in the market and certainly more educated. And they need to just be aware of all the costs involved and where they can make sure that they maximize their interest earned and reduce their costs overall. Because purchasing a property and putting down a deposit is definitely beneficial, because when you put down a deposit, you're going to get a better rate generally from the financial institution that gives you your mortgage. Mm. So it's definitely beneficial to put the deposit in and to save for a deposit. And I think, you know, that's where we're going as a culture in terms of becoming more astute in terms of saving up to purchase property.
Mm. What about someone who still thinks, hold on, well, I qualify for 100% home loan. Surely I don't need to save for a deposit, and especially maybe if they're buying direct from a developer, right, where there aren't any transfer costs involved. How do you, I guess, engage someone who has that mindset?
So there definitely are options out there for home buyers that are looking for 100% finance, and there are many clients that don't have a deposit, and I do encourage people to save, because if you take the term of a home loan and the benefit of putting down a 10% deposit based on your monthly repayments and your saving over the, even if it's the average of 7 years, your savings will definitely be beneficial in terms of your mortgage repayment if you're putting down a deposit. Mm-hmm. And that's specifically linked to potentially the interest rates. The banks look favorably if you're putting in a deposit and give you a slightly better rate than if you're taking 100% loan, which is clearly more risk for the bank.
Definitely. Oh, completely understood. As you say, when you do the maths, the numbers all add up. Kareen, just to close off with, I am on your website and I do see that there's a wonderful Q&A section. You answer a lot of questions that some participants might have, both for first-time home buyers or those who might be returning. But the changes to the law, specifically the Property Practitioners Act, is that something that we need to be mindful of as well?
So it does regulate the real estate industry specifically. From a buyer's trust perspective, we are not regulated by that. And then Uber, from an Uber perspective, in terms of our origination business, we're not regulated by the Property Practitioners Act.
Ah, okay. Got you on that one. Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Karine, and giving us some perspective here. And of course, encouraging us as prospective or current property investors to make sure that we save for deposit, first of all, making use of the right accounts to make sure that we take advantage of higher interest rates to essentially have our money grow and work for us, making it easier as well to qualify for a mortgage loan and get competitive interest rates from the bank. Thanks again for your time this evening.
100%. Thank you, Gugu. Thank you. Bye.
That's Karine McKinnon, representative for Buyers Trust. Buyers Trust, as you might have heard, is actually a part of the Uber Group, which is a property or bond originator, I beg your pardon. And they essentially assist South Africans with the saving side for your deposit. Right? Just to make sure that South Africans improve on their savings culture, take advantage of higher interest rates. Because whilst we talk about the cost of expenses, if you're a saver, higher interest rates work in your favor. So make sure that your money makes more money babies, quite literally.